Welcome back to Jack's Garage on Dialed In, grabbing a wrench as well tonight. The crew chief of the 17 team, Brian Patty. The 17 team was at Second Harvest Food Bank today for Fifth Third Day. 1,300 backpacks they stuff full of donated food for the needy children in the Charlotte area. Before we even get to racing, that's very cool that your team did that today.
Yeah, it's quite a time. It's it's for a great cause, and tends to be around our good part of the season. Last year, I think we debuted a new paint job and did the harvest and went down to Talladega and won. This year, we finished fourth or fifth or whatever, and then went to the harvest. So it's always obviously a good time for us on the track and off. And anytime you can do that for your community, it makes you feel good.
It's very cool. Like you said, a solid top five finish at Talladega. And Ricky Stenhouse Jr. talked about and tweeted about how he wanted to win bad. He wanted the win, but he said when he needed to go, it just didn't work out. Talk about the pack of Fords and how you and Ricky finished at Talladega.
I thought the Ford as a manufacturer worked great together all day. It wasn't lack of communication and planning, because I thought we did a really good job during the week, all three and four teams that run Fords. First couple stages are pretty scripted strategy-wise with our Ford camp, and went just like we expected. So we gained stage points on both stages, and then the final stage, the big one kind of took some of the decent, the good Fords out, but still left a few of us to run up front. And you don't want to go too early, just because, it's risk reward, right? If you jump out too early and the plan fails, you have the option of probably finishing outside the top 10. If you wait late enough, you can kind of side draft and clog up the lanes where you're not really going to fall back too far if your plan doesn't work out. So I thought Ricky did a great job. Our car didn't seem as fast as it probably could have been. It was a really good follower. Just wasn't a really good lead car. So we're going to work on that for future races. But all in all, it was a good race, good event for us, and got us back in the playoff contention. So after 10 races, it's not too bad to be in.
Yeah, and you have been gambling on pit strategy the last few races, and your driver likes that. And the fact that you're are solid enough to do that is what it takes. And the confidence of the driver is really big. You've been gambling a bit. You like doing that?
Well, I just, I try to get the most points that I can every weekend on Sunday. I don't care how you get there. Sometimes you have a fast car and make strategy easy. Sometimes your car is off a little bit and you have to think outside the box. Do I like making those calls when they work? Yeah, I love them. But, it can go both directions. And the Monday morning quarterbacks, obviously, you will point that out after the fact. We saw something in Richmond that showed some promise. And, we kind of just – our car wasn't very good, falling off, so we decided to go that route, and it paid off. Caution could have came out like it did later in the race when we long pitted, and caution came out right when we came back out on racetrack and trashed multiple laps down. So it works both ways. But today's world, you just got to – these cars are so close in speed and competition that you have to find any small gain, and if it's strategy, then that's what I'll do.
You don't get nervous about making those anymore, right? They're part of your race plan. As you said, try to get the most points. Are they just matter of fact, or are they still stressful?
Not as stressful as they used to be. I think I've, gained confidence over the years that, I can make the right call at the right time. But it's not easy. I mean, the Richmond deal, I should have pitted multiple laps before I did, but my behind and my head were having a conflict of interest, and it took me a few laps to convince each other, hey, this is what we need to do. So it's stressful. It's not easy. Obviously, if it's easy, anyone could do it, but I feel fortunate that Ricky's stands behind our decisions.
Wow, that's really well put. Okay, let me ask you this. Matt Kenseth will be with your group, as already sort of integrated slowly into it, having conversations and whatnot. From a crew chief's perspective, as he races at Kansas and is able to provide information, do you think that will be a big help? And how will you be able to use the information that, he will feel or get?
Oh, I think he's huge to our program, trying to push it forward. Just think of the experience, the wins, the championships, the just his whole career. He's a really good chassis guy. Probably one of the best that's come through the the Cup Series in time. So I think he can lead our program. He can kind of push it in the direction that he feels is best. It may be we're already in that direction. We just needed a little bit of someone to say yes, that's correct. Hopefully at Kansas he'll come in and help Ricky as far as, I think I always called him nice man because you never heard about Matt Kenseth during the race. But lap four, 400 miles of a 500 mile race, there he is in the top five, and then he's in contention to win. So how he does that is really cool and quiet. And that's what, hopefully he can help Ricky with is, making the best of situations week in and week out, taking a 12th place car and finishing seventh with it, or vice versa, just never giving up points. He always seems like he gained more points on a Sunday than he should have. So I'm excited. I remember when we had Mark Martin come into Michael Waltrip Racing back in 2012, and we had Clint Bowyer, and we finished second in points because we had, really good cars, but also we had the leadership of Mark Martin helping us. So I'm looking really, really forward to Kansas moving forward.
And when you say he's a really good chassis guy, meaning he understands, you were talking about the butt connection with the decision that you make inside the race car and that sort of thing. He can feel the car. He knows the feel of the car. Is that what you're saying when you say he's a really good chassis guy?
Yeah, he knows what he needs to feel, and he can help you get there. It's not a guessing game. It's more directed from the driver's cockpit to what changes you probably need to make. And then, we'll obviously have simulation to verify that, but he's got really a good knack of making cars better from the seat of his pants.
Let's talk about Dover before I let you go. The number 17 Little Hug Fruit Barrels Ford Fusion. How do you look at Dover and bettering the average starting position of 17.7 and average finish of 20.9 for your driver, Ricky Stenhouse Jr. at Dover?
Oh, well, I think I did that last year. If those are the numbers, we qualified 12th and 15th maybe last year.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
I bettered those, and I plan to do better than that this time. He runs really well there. Our concrete program seems pretty decent. We had a really good car there last spring and had a right front puncture early and hit the fence, but a lot of Ford teams did. So the second race was in the playoffs. A lot of stress his first time in. Probably didn't make very good decisions during the race as far as getting the car better. Didn't make very good pit calls. It was really conservative. I know we stayed out and caught a caution, which got us stage points, which inevitably got us to the second round. But car was really, really, really bad. So we're leaning on the notes from the spring because our two setups were different. And really, after Bristol, looking forward to going to Dover.
Yeah, picked up 7 stage points in stage one of the last time you raced at the Monster Mile to a 19th place finish, securing the spot in the playoffs round of 12. Okay, last thing. Well, Dover is a difficult track. What comes to mind when you think Dover?
Wide racing. I love Dover. It's awesome. It's one of our better races on the circuit, I believe. It's fast. It's sneaky fast. People don't realize how fast they are until you get right next to the racetrack and the guys are flying. I like when the track widens out. You can run all the way to the fence or around the bottom. So the straightaways are quite narrow, which we can have some pretty big wrecks in Dover. But the racing there, I think, is as good as any. So I'm looking forward to it. Looking forward to keeping our pace we've had since the Easter break. for next 2 weeks and, you know, gain some more points and try to gain some more positions. So we're parked a little closer to the front, you know, come Charlotte.
Good idea. Like that. Thanks for coming on tonight. And congratulations on all the backpacks that you guys packed today as your team volunteered at the food bank and Fifth Third Day. Very cool. Helping others. A great team charitable act. I will see you at Dover. Thanks for coming on tonight on Jack's Garage. All right.
Thanks, Claire.